When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Welcome to Unexplained Extra, with me, Richard MacLean Smith, where for the weeks in between episodes, we look at stories and ideas that for one reason or other didn't make it into the previous show. In last week's episode, Called to the Forest, we heard about the tragic tale of four men with intellectual disabilities who were mysteriously found dead high up in the Sierra Nevada mountains, many miles from where they should have been. The men were a group of five the night they originally disappeared, the fifth member being 25-year-old Gary Mathias, whose whereabouts since then have remained unknown. Some have speculated that Mathias, who had previously suffered bouts of paranoid schizophrenia, may somehow have been responsible for the deaths. Many, however, remain convinced that Mathias also died that night, up on that mountain, just as tragically and innocently as the others, the remains of his body just waiting to be found. The case, commonly referred to as the Yuba County Five, is among one of the more unique and bizarre mysteries of its kind in recent times. Incredibly, what isn't unique was the attempt to use an apparent psychic to help solve it. Fairly recently, both the UK and Australia's police forces have been on record to state that they don't regard supposed psychics as credible, nor do they use them. And yet, a number of veterans for both forces have also stated that in fact they have. And in 1993, a survey conducted in the United States revealed that a third of the nation's police departments from the largest 50 cities had consulted apparent psychics in the past. A quick search online will throw up a number of individuals whose apparent psychic abilities have helped to crack police cases. But there is one who stands out a little more than the others. Known variously as the Dutchman with the X-ray mind, the radar brain, and the Wizard of Utrecht, Gerard Croizet is thought to have been the most effective of them all. Gerard Croizet, who was born in the town of Loren in the Netherlands in 1909, had a difficult childhood. With an active father who spent most of his time away from the family on tour, and a mother who struggled to look after him alone, Croizet spent considerable time in foster care. From the age of 8 to 11, he was bounced between six different foster families, including one that was partial to chaining him to a stake in the floor rather than care for him properly. When he wasn't in foster care, he would be brought back to the local orphanage, where he was often whipped for perceived insubordination. During this time, Croizet is thought to have become understandably withdrawn, preferring the company of his many imaginary friends over anybody else. At some point when he was 11, Croizette's mother, now married to another man, was granted custody of her son once more. However, after falling out with his new stepdad, Croizette ran away from home. Over the next few years, Croizette struggled to hold down a job before finally seeming to settle down when he moved to Enchet and met the love of his life, Gerda, in 1934. That same year, the pair established a grocery store business and soon after had a son. A few months later, Croizette had a nervous breakdown. It was as if all the misery that had befallen him as a child had suddenly come rushing back. Having eventually recovered, however, Croizette seemed to emerge from the breakdown, somehow changed. At some point during his teens, Croizette is said to have discovered that he had the ability to conduct psychoscopy. Now, convinced that it was in fact a gift from God, Croizette decided to devote all his time to sharing it with others. Psychoscopy, or psychometry, is the term for a form of supposed extrasensory perception, in which those who apparently possess it claim that they can make predictions and associations about other individuals purely by touching an object linked to them. Croizette soon gained a reputation for himself in Enchet as a psychic who was able to successfully diagnose illness. But then the German army invaded the Netherlands. With the continent now at war and Croizette singled out as a Jew, he was swiftly arrested, separated from his family, and then deported to a concentration camp in Germany. Croizette would spend most of the war working in a factory as a slave for the German government. By 1945, Croizette had miraculously survived the war and was eventually able to return home. In December of that year, he attended a lecture on parapsychology conducted by Professor Willem Tenhoff of Utrecht University. Croizette's life would never be the same again. Professor Tenhoff had joined Utrecht University, who were a little wary of his chosen field of study, as an external lecturer in 1933. 20 years later, having finally convinced them of its merits, he was fully established as its director of parapsychology. When he first met Croizette in 1945, Tenhoff had been examining people for signs of ESP for 20 years. It wasn't long before he realized that the future Wizard of Utrecht was the most impressive subject he had ever come across. Over the next 10 years, the pair formed an unusual relationship as news of Croizette's apparent abilities began to spread further afield. Convinced that his ESP was real, it was vital for Tenhoff that it be demonstrated to work under laboratory conditions. As such, whenever possible, the professor insisted that Croizette carry out his work at his lab in Utrecht. Croizette, well aware of the skepticism surrounding his apparent gift, was more than happy to comply. And by 1956, he and his family had even moved to Utrecht to be closer to the university. Encouraged by Croizette's apparent academic credibility, it wasn't long before local law enforcement began to wonder if they might be able to put him to good use. By the early 1960s, Croizette was receiving requests from as far away as the United States and Russia to help with everything from petty theft to murder. Trying to locate people, however, were the cases he liked best, since with serious crime there was always the potential for raising false hope or contributing to a wrongful arrest. Typically, whenever the police were formally involved, an item of clothing relating to a missing person or the victim of a crime would be sent to Utrecht University, where under the watchful eye of Professor Ten Hag, Croizet would tell them what he got from it. Over the years, he is thought to have helped solve numerous cases. But there is one, perhaps more than any other, for which he is most remembered. Are you always taking care of your family? Do you often take care of others and not yourself? Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. You deserve it. Teladoc gives you access to a licensed therapist to help you get back to feeling your best, to feeling like yourself again. With Teladoc, you can speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video. Therapy appointments are available 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time. If you feel overwhelmed sometimes, maybe you feel stressed or anxious, depressed or lonely, or you might be struggling with a personal or family issue, Teladoc can help. Teladoc is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy to change counsellors if needed, for free. Teladoc therapy is available through most insurance or employers. Download the app or visit teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast today to get started. That's teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast. On February 22, 1961, 4-year-old Edith Kiakourias from Brooklyn in the United States went with her mother to visit her uncle in Manhattan. At some point that day, the young girl was said to have been playing outside her uncle's apartment on 8th Avenue in the district of Chelsea when she completely disappeared. Over the next few days, 350 police conducted one of the widest missing person searches in the history of the city in an effort to find the young Edith. However, despite searching the many surrounding buildings and rooftops, and even dragging the nearby Hudson River, they failed to find any sign of her. Having heard about the story, the vice president of the Dutch airline company, KLM, Ryan Vogels, aware of Croizet's involvement in similar cases, suggested flying the apparent psychic to New York to see if he might help. Croizet, who was eventually tracked down a few days later, was more than happy to offer his services. Speaking to him over the phone, Vogels offered to fly him out to New York at the expense of KLM. However, Croizet declined the invitation, insisting that all he needed was an article of clothing belonging to the girl and a street map of the city. Vogels replied that he would have the necessary items flown over to him immediately. Then came a pause from the other end of the line. "I can tell you already," said Croizet. "She is not in the center of the city. If you were standing with your back to the Statue of Liberty, it ought to be on the left-hand side of New York. That is where the child is. I see a tall building, but that does not mean a thing. There are many tall buildings in New York. But on top of this building, I see an orange rectangular advertisement and a garage, rolling shutters, a square, and a park. I see a railway nearby, and rails above street level. Beyond that, some rubbish, and after that, some water. I feel there is a river quite near. The man who took the child is small, about 54 or 55 years old. His origin is South European. I see a grey house. That is where the child has been." Croizet, who had never before been to New York City, had described almost exactly the area where Edith had last been seen. A little taken aback, Vogels asked hesitantly, "Is the child still alive?" "No, I'm afraid it is dead," came the curt reply. The New York Police Department were equally taken aback by Croizet's description, particularly his detail regarding the raised railway line, since it was one of the few places in Manhattan where such a thing existed. The following day, Croizet met with Vogels at a hotel in Amsterdam, where he was handed a photograph of the child, some of her clothing, and a map of New York. Taking hold of the pieces, Croizet focused for a moment. "Now I have a warm point," he said. "I see a woman sitting in front of a window. Two houses further down, there is a laundry and also a shop where clothes are pressed. I see that grey building again. It has, I think, 5 floors. The man I described yesterday is possibly older, between 54 to 58. He is small, with a tawny complexion and a sharp face. The child is in the grey house, and on the second floor I get a strong emotion. It is in this room that I see the child with the man." Later that day, back in Manhattan, Detective James Peterson and Patrolman John Magrini returned again to investigate a boarding house at 307 West 20th Street, just around the corner from Edith's uncle's home, where she had last been seen. Another train rumbled past, high up on the city's central freight trestle, just 2 blocks away, as the officers approached the grey stone, 4-story building. 5, if you included the basement. Smashing open the front door, the officers proceeded to the second floor and continued into an apartment that had just recently been vacated. Holding their noses from the stench, they found the place littered with empty beer cans, a whiskey bottle, half-eaten pizza, and cigarette butts. On a table, they found a torn-out photograph of a 4-year-old Caroline Kennedy, daughter of the US president. And in the bedroom, lying lifeless on the bed, was the body of Edith Kiakourios. On March 1st, Fred Thompson, the last person to rent the room in which Edith was discovered, was picked up working on a New Jersey farm, where he later confessed to raping and killing the young girl. Thompson, although from England and not Southern Europe, turned out to be 59 and shorter than average at 5'6", with a sharp nose and a tawny complexion. Though there was no orange billboard nearby or a garage, as described by Croizet, the apartment in which Edith's uncle lived was neighboured on one side by a laundrette and on the other by a tailor. It isn't known whether it was Croizet's description of where he thought Edith's body to be that led police detectives to that ill-fated building on West 20th Street. Certainly, no mention of the Wizard of Utrecht's involvement was ever included in any subsequent reports. It is said that Croizet never once accepted money in return for his services, believing instead that since it was a gift from God, it was his obligation to use it for good. If you enjoy listening to Unexplained and would like to help support us, you can now go to unexplainedpodcast.com/support. All donations, no matter how large or small, are massively appreciated. All elements of Unexplained are produced by me, Richard McLean Smith. Please subscribe and rate the show on iTunes, and feel free to get in touch with any thoughts or ideas regarding the stories you've heard on the show. Perhaps you have an explanation of your own you'd like to share. You can reach us online at unexplainedpodcast.com or Twitter at unexplainedpod and Facebook at facebook.com/unexplained. Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. Teladoc gives you access to a licensed therapist to help you get back to feeling your best. Speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video anytime between 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time, 7 days a week. Teladoc therapy is available through most insurance or employers. Download the app or visit teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast today to get started. That's teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Generations Riviera Maya Resort and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.